Our Forever Home program is a little feature here on Northland Morning to help some of the beasties in the Northland find their forever homes. Betsy Bodie of Animal Allies, our guest this morning. And Betsy, we've got a couple dogs that are real characters to talk about this morning. Millie is the perfect little pocket-sized lab, and Odie is a guy whose goal in life is to see how many tennis balls he can fit in his mouth at once.
Absolutely. Yeah, Millie is, we think she's about 5 years old, looks to be mostly black lab, but maybe has some hound in her as well. We got her from a different shelter, and she just needs a great home. She is a typical lab, that just goofy, loving personality, but she does have some degenerative arthritis. And so that's definitely something additional that a family will have to take on. And she is just so sweet. She loves everyone and everything. And we just hope that that's not a barrier for her because she's such a great dog.
Well, with her size, that will help a little bit. She's not one of those 125-pound labs. She's just kind of a really lovely little, almost portable-sized lab.
Yes, definitely a much more manageable-sized lab. And like I say, her personality just outshines everything else. And Odie, as well, as you mentioned, yes, the tennis balls, he's a red-bone coonhound mix. So somebody that is looking for an outdoor companion, he definitely would be a good one. We've got him estimated to be around 3 years of age, and he is super active. So a nice active family would be good for Odie. He loves to run and play, and he's also, of course, got the hound Bay. So
oh boy.
People do need to be aware of.
So you need to live someplace with neighbors that are hard of hearing or maybe neighbors that are not quite right up next door. And if he's a hound mix, that means that wherever his nose tells him there's something interesting, he's going to take off after it.
He will. His nose will rule all else. So that hounds do take a special personality to work with them, and they can be a little hard-headed sometimes, but they are a lot of fun.
Hounds love their people, but they're just not that invested in, I want to do whatever you ask to make you happy.
Yeah, it's more about what their nose tells them to do.
Exactly. Now, Herman, on the other hand, is about, what, seven months old or so? He's just
he's just a kitten. He does a little guy, yeah. He's a short-haired black kitty, and he was named after Herman Munster, so that's where the name comes from and the odd spelling. And he is also a very sweet boy. Still growing, of course. He's only about 5-6 pounds at this point. And so if somebody is looking to add a new furry cat to their house, but they don't necessarily want that itty-bitty kitten, and they still want somebody that's young and playful, he's got that right in between for you.
Sounds just about perfect. Betsy, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and we'll talk with you again soon.
All right, thank you.
You can see photos of Millie and Odie and Herman, Oh My, and other animals in the Northland looking for their forever homes. Just go online to KUMD.org. Read their stories, look at the pictures, and click the links for more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.